You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Thursday, May 16th. The NRL's chief executive has described rape allegations levelled at a Queensland-based NRL player as very serious and confirmed the league is working with the club on an investigation. The player, who cannot be named for legal reasons, has not yet been charged but was the subject of a formal complaint made to Queensland Police by a woman. If charged, the player would become subject to the league's no-fault stand-down policy, which suspends any player charged with an offence that carries a possible prison term of at least 11 years. Under Queensland law, accused sex offenders cannot be named publicly until they have been charged, so the NRL likely cannot stand down the player until then for risk of identifying him publicly. Classes have been cancelled for a second day after pro-Palestine protesters spent the night locked in a University of Melbourne hall. The activity was determined to have breached university policy, and those in attendance were asked to vacate the area, but the order was not heeded. The university later said it was concerned by the escalation and was working closely with authorities to ensure the safety of everyone involved. A dozen student encampments have cropped up at campuses across Australia. The movement began after similar protests began in the United States last month. The watchdog has dished out $2.5 million in fines to Pizza Hut over spam texts and emails. An Australian Communications and Media Authority investigation revealed Pizza Hut sent out almost 6 million texts and emails between January and May 2023 to customers who had not consented to the ads. The investigation also revealed multiple customers kept receiving spam messages from Pizza Hut despite attempting to unsubscribe from the ads multiple times. The action against Pizza Hut comes as ACMA delivered similar penalties against companies such as DoorDash, Uber and Kmart for similar spam breaches. Lastly, Canadian singer Avril Lavigne has addressed the conspiracy theory that she was replaced by a body double. The 39-year-old pop punk star shot to fame in the early 2000s, and in recent years, rumours have circulated online that she couldn't take the pressure of fame and was replaced by a body double named Melissa. Addressing the outlandish claims that went viral online, Lavigne assured her fans that she in fact does not have a body double and is the real deal. That's your evening news headlines. On tomorrow's episode, we explore the psychology of things being on sale. Why are we so wired to be attracted to that red and white sale signage, and how can we rein in the dopamine? We ask the experts and get the bigger picture. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.